When we think of poverty in Hawaii, we tend to think of the very poor, the homeless, the unemployed, those well below the poverty line. But there's another category of poverty in Hawaii, and more than a third of us fall into it. A new Aloha United Way study identifies 37% of Hawaii's population as asset-limited, income-constrained, employed, using the acronym ALICE. Norm Baker, Aloha United Way's chief operating officer, is in our studio to remind us who these people are. Hi, Norm. Thanks
for
coming in.
Thank you for giving me some time to talk.
Well, these people are us, right?
Exactly.
Long story short.
It's the people that we work with every day. It's the people that are the retail salespersons, the folks that are fixing your car, the folks that are technicians at the hospitals. It's the folks that provide a large part of the what our quality of life really is.
Well, one of the many troubling things about this statistic is that we can't. This is what makes the wheels turn, right?
Exactly. It's what keeps the community running, keeps the economy going. It's a critical part of our community, and yet these hardworking folks don't have the time or the energy, the wherewithal to increase their salary to a level where they're self-sufficient.
How do you think we got to this point?
Oh, that's a really difficult question. We believe that the answer is education, and that
to get us out of
to get us out of it.
Yeah.
So most likely, that's how we got into it. Is that people haven't succeeded in their education for whatever reason? The education system may not be structured exactly the way we would like for it to be. But for whatever reason, we've wound up with a large portion of our population that is hardworking. They're out there every day and still living paycheck to paycheck.
Well, you know, just going back to that question, a lot of people of the baby boomer generation might say, I trained for a profession that I had been led to believe was going to sustain me pretty well throughout life, and it just didn't work out that way.
That's exactly right. I mean, there's a lot of folks that spent 4 years in college and wound up with a degree and thought, this is my ticket to a secure life. But that was 40 years ago, probably true. Probably today it's less than true.
Yeah.
And, you know, the changes in Social Security, changes in how companies provide pensions to their employees, there's all kinds of things have happened in between that. And we're at the point now where there's folks out there that graduate from college and wind up in the middle of this ALICE group.
Just doing a job for which their college education really didn't have any relevance at all.
Exactly. Or a job that, for whatever reason in our economy, is not compensated at the level it's necessary to be self-sufficient.
The growing category of the so-called underemployed.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, it could be underemployed, or it's just a field that, for whatever reason, teachers is the one that comes to mind when I think about it, that they're a critical role in our community, and yet their pay, their compensation levels are typically below the ALICE level.
And, you know, it's funny because we've heard innumerable discussions of teacher pay, just to take that as an example. And there's practically universal agreement. You know, you don't talk to anybody who doesn't say teachers need to be paid more, and yet, you know, 30, 40 years down the line, really nothing has changed.
Hasn't changed much, that's for sure. So it's certainly an area where we need to focus some attention.
Well, I mean, society, in some ways, society is structured so that people in this ALICE category, making barely enough to get by, there's a lot of interest in favor of people staying that way. I mean, that's how businesses are able to function, by paying what they pay at those levels of the jobs.
Yeah. Well, I suspect there's some truth in that, but it's difficult running a business. It's difficult competing, and
sure. We're
no longer competing just with other hotels on the island. Are not competing with just other hotels. They're competing with other holiday destinations, and that makes it very, very difficult. So there's a balance in there somewhere, I'm sure, and maybe it's swung one way or the other for now, but certainly a part of the problem.
Yeah, but not that there's anything malign in that.
This is
what it takes to make society run, but it does look as if this 33, 37% of the population it seems like kind of a stagnant population in terms of their potential to get out of that category. True or false?
You know, we've learned a lot about this group as we have been fielding or doing all the research around the study and then some focus groups afterwards just to test some of the assumptions that we're making as a part of our future work in this area. And in some cases, we were actually surprised. They are typically a fairly happy group. On average, like where they're at with their life. The one common theme that we heard over and over and over again was they wanted more time. And it was typically more time to spend with family and friends and that type of thing.
This is when you did focus groups
right.
and said, what yeah. is it that you want out of life? Right?
Exactly. You know, what would make your life better? First we ask them how do they feel about their life as it is today? And most, as I said, were medium, neutral, middle of the road. They felt relatively happy. They recognized that they could probably improve their life or improve their quality of life, but they were pretty satisfied where they were. Almost universally, they said, but we would like to have more time to spend with family, in particular children.
One of the things that speaks to is the sustaining qualities of family, as family.
Speaking with these folks, that was absolutely critical to them. Another thing that we heard from them almost to a person was that they felt obliged to care for their elders, care for their parents, care for the seniors that were a part of their family. And the idea of putting a member of their family in a home of any sort was not even possible to them. Even if they could afford it, they couldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. It's a very committed group of people, but for whatever reason, they're relatively happy.
You know, that last detail about taking care of family members, I suspect would probably be stronger in Hawaii than most places.
I think that's probably true. Our culture really does support the idea that we are responsible for taking care of. We've heard so much about the sandwich generation, taking care of our seniors, taking care of the children. Mm-hmm. And I think we have the highest percentage of multi-generational houses in the country by a factor of almost 50%. So that's certainly a part of our life.
Well, you know, it's a troubling statistic from an economic point of view. The focus group conclusion that people are at least, you know, managing to enjoy life is sort of on the other end of the scale, isn't it?
Yeah, and we hear a lot about the out-migration from Hawaii, and that was another thing that we learned in this group was that these folks are not interested in leaving. They don't want to. A large part of their satisfaction with their current life is based on the fact that they're in Hawaii and they can enjoy the beauty and the ocean and all that we've come to really appreciate. It's in some way compensated them for the fact that there are other pieces of their life maybe that they would like to see improved.
Well, let's hope it does, Norm.
Yeah, for
Thanks
sure.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Norm Baker is the Chief Operating Officer for Aloha United Way. ALICE is a United Way acronym for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed, and represents people we interact with every day. You can learn more about it at our Facebook page, The Conversation. And this is The Conversation.